Welcome to the Inspiration 316 show hosted by John Beaner, founder of Wise Counsel. John shares the inspiring and shocking miracles of how Jesus Christ is changing lives, families, organizations, and nations in this chaotic world. These are the true stories the media won't cover because they defy the shocking bad news they are selling. Stay tuned to be inspired.
Good day, it's John Beaner. Thanks for joining us. Hey, we've got another great show here today. Inspiration 316, that's what you're listening to. We are featuring Phil Driscoll. Have you ever heard of him? Phenomenal trumpet player, a man of God, Christian, dedicated Christian man who does concerts in so many different parts of the country and even in Europe and around the world. This guy's been played before four different presidents. He's also won all the Grammy Awards and the Emmy Awards, Best Gospel Pop Album. He and Debbie Boone sang a song, Keep the Flame Burning, that became a big national hit. Again, Best Gospel Performance Duo. The list goes on and on and on. Born out west near Seattle, then raised Oklahoma, went to Baylor University. Phenomenal guy, trumpet player. He kind of reminds you of the great Satchmo Armstrong. I don't know if anybody out there has ever heard of him before, but also Ray Charles, the way he sings. He tilts his head, he sings, he plays the trumpet, he also plays the piano, or keyboard is really the right term for that. And we're excited to have him share with you because we're all about the good news of Jesus Christ, the everyday miracles happening in people's life, even when they don't know him. But today we're going to feature some of Phil's music, his testimony, his teaching, his understanding of things that I have never heard before. Really neat. Here's the first song is going to be I Exalt You, but then we're going to go into some of the misconceptions about praise and worship music done by an interview on TV, and then we're going to have him sing You Are So Beautiful, which has been a phenomenal hit, Here I Am to Worship, and then Amazing Grace. So between his singing and trumpet playing, at today's show, Joanne Hickox, Brian Hickox, Seniors on a Mission, they sponsored Phil Driscoll in a concert recently, and that's how I got to meet him and get to hear more and more of his music. I'd heard it before. I've seen him on television. I've seen him I haven't seen him in a concert, but I've seen him in my mind. How about you? All right, let's go ahead. We'll lead off here. I Exalt Thee with Phil Driscoll. Listen to the trumpet playing here in this song. It's amazing.
Sing with me. For thou art high above the earth, thou art exalted high above all gods. Lift up your voices, for thou exalted
Again, this is John Beaner. You're listening to Inspiration 316. We're featuring Phil Driscoll and his music to today's show and also his interviews. We've got some really good content coming up here. Phil Driscoll has been a phenomenon for the last 40 years, really traveling the country, traveling the world with his trumpet, his music, and again, his keyboard and bands and groups. And he's played in cathedrals. We're going to play some of that here, but a little later. We have he plays in a lot of churches, of course, concert venues. As I said, talked about all the different awards he's won, gospel, music. But he didn't start that way. His mom and dad were Christians that were out helping churches get started, and so they were traveling a lot, you know, and he was grew up in the church. He found a little trumpet when he was like 6 years old. By the time he was 11, he was playing trumpet and got very, very good. Of course, won all kind of 72 scholarship offers to different schools when he was going to college, went to Baylor until he got a record contract. But his mom and dad continued to minister, but he got caught up in the rock and roll world because obviously when you're playing a trumpet as macho as he was, and so he loved loud sound. And what ended up happening is that his mom and dad, of course, kept encouraging him and loving on him even through those tough times. So he got caught into the drug world, then he even actually went to prison for a year through evading taxes, and obviously he was selling drugs. He got almost different times where he was put into jail over that too. So what a colorful life he's had. He's seen the bad and he's seen the good. The last, as I said, close to 40 years he's been doing gospel Christian music, different venue than some others, but he's been very involved in praise and worship. And so let's listen in to some of his interview with a guy on River TV, and he's talking about the misconceptions about praise and worship music. Now, if you are a student of the Lord and student of the Word, you'll find this very intriguing, interesting, things we didn't think about before, but he comes at a different perspective from God's point of view. Listen in.
So you're an icon, you're a legend in praise and worship music. What are some of the misconceptions that people have about worship music? I know that's a lot, because I've listened to your teaching today, and that's why I'm asking you. Well, you talked about that briefly.
You know, first of all, if you realize that God never intended for there to be a styles issue in music that represents Him. In other words, although I have great friends that would call themselves gospel artists, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Gospel is not a style, it's a message. Hmm. Musical styles are jazz, rock and roll, hip-hop, classical, rhythm and blues, and you know, you can dissect it, yes. right? And in every one of those styles, you can present the message of Jesus,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
When it comes to praise and worship, it's seeing through a glass darkly, okay? Because, first of all, praise is not a musical style, although it involves music, right?
Right.
Worship is not a musical style, although it can involve music. Mm. And so, if you reduce it to a style of music, you've lost the game.
Gotcha.
Okay? Praise, from a sound position, is a man or woman making a declaration sonically of victory. Okay?
That's what praise is.
That's what praise is. Praise is a force field. And what it does, and what it is intended to do, is announce the victory that God has given us as believers who follow and have accepted and are indwelled by Jesus Himself.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
So, you know, if you looked at the law of reciprocation, okay, if I push you, and you have a push, you push back, mm-hmm. right? If you go to a great sporting event, whether it's soccer, baseball, football, badminton, mm-hmm. tennis, whatever, right? Those that are fans are going to make a sound when their champion
That's right.
makes a great play, makes a great score, the team does something wonderful. You'll hear a great sound that's commensurate with the perception of the greatness of the play. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So you'd never go to a Super Bowl and have a great play and a little sound from the fans.
No way.
No way, because it's an unfair exchange.
Yes.
Okay. The way God does business is in the law of fair exchange.
Mm.
Okay. That's why it cannot be considered praise unless you do it within the realm of your maximum energy. Okay? In other words, if you're in a great battle in life, whether it's a financial battle, whether it's a spiritual battle, whether it's a jillion battles,
yes,
with an enemy, right?
Yeah.
Okay? Well, you're not going to make a little sound when you win.
Mm.
You're going to make a big sound.
A big sound.
Right? So, if you understand that principle, okay? Great play, great sound. Great victory, great sound. So, it's interesting that when you lose, it's never a great sound.
That's right.
The accompanying sound of victory is always a loud, joyful noise.
That's right.
Whether it's sung, danced, whatever. It's vehement physical exertion.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
For a purpose. Okay? Not to belabor the point. But at the same point, if you lose, they don't have losers dances. And they don't have losers parties.
That's right.
Right? Because losing requires or makes a demand on silence.
Mm.
So, Satan, who is extremely wise and knows these laws, better than most Christians.
That's right.
Okay?
Well, he was a choir master, right? Choir director.
He was more than that. He was the head of all music done in heaven.
Mm.
Right? The drums or the tabrets were as an extension of his being. The pipes were an extension of his being. They were created in him.
Hmm.
He didn't just play the woodwinds. He had them a part of his being. Okay? Big difference.
Yeah.
And the vials, which are the beginnings of all multitimbral instruments. Hmm. That's what he played.
Yeah.
So he was, there's really no record that he sang. There's only a record that he made the sounds upon which all of heaven sang.
Hmm.
Right? So when you understand that, then you begin to look at the whole thing from a different mindset. First of all, there are many people that serve God, that love God, that would not praise if their life depended on it, because they don't really have an understanding or an awareness. And I have to tell you, for years when I got a hold of that revelation,
yeah,
that when you look at when the children of Israel were surrounded by three armies and they sent out the praisers ahead of the army,
mm-hmm,
and God set up ambushments. Why? It's because heaven recorded the sound of victory.
Ah.
And they performed according to the sound that they heard, because we call those things that be not as though they were as believers. That's what faith is.
That's right.
Right? So when you understand that they entered into a realm of eternity, that's why when heaven recorded the sound of them praising God, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it activated heaven's firepower against their enemies.
Wow, is that powerful? That's the deepest understanding I've ever heard about praise and worship music and what God sees in it. Praise is a force field. It really goes ahead of you in the battle. You know, you be praising God. You get praising God in the middle of a crisis, the middle of a difficulty, the middle of a problem, whatever it may be, because praising him draws you into the spiritual world, the spiritual identity with Christ, you know. We keep saying, but seen through a glass darkly. I'm not sure exactly what he meant by that, but styles are not important to God. It's the message. It's your word. It's your intention. It's your praising of him and worshiping him. He's going to describe the difference here in the second part of this little interview. Again, we're talking with Phil Driscoll here. Phil Driscoll, phenomenon, trumpet player, singer, keyboard. This guy is a phenomenon, does concerts around the world, lots of churches, lots of concerts. Again, won 4 different presidents, been in front of all kinds of different audiences, celebrities, outstanding individual person. He has came to Christ actually here in Jacksonville at the Beaches Chapel Church with his wife, and it was on Christmas Day, but I think back in the late 70s, And he was then at the time drifting and living with his wife. They got married a few months later, but it's a phenomenal story of what's happened in his life. Obviously, there's been ups and downs, but the point is that he is a praise warrior, okay? Appreciate all that he does. So let's get back to this interview. Again, this is about the misconceptions about praise and worship and his explanation of it and understanding from where God's coming from. And praise really operates in the lift. Hey, listen for that. The lift in your way out of a weapon or way out, just like an airplane that operates in the lift. Praise is the sound of victory. Worship is the sound of submission. He says that, and I want you to get that too. That's why I'm bringing it up again. So listen in to, again, interview here with Phil Driscoll.
Same thing that happened in Jericho.
Same thing.
Nothing happened until the shout. Well, until two things. They blew the ram's horn all the way around, which was a type, a signal. You were surrounded. And the ram's horn was what announced the call to worship. It was a holy sound to the Jew. It was an unknown sound to the armies of Jericho.
Yeah.
They didn't understand. But literally, when they walked around, when the Jews, Israelis walked around the walled city and they played the ram's horn all the way around, they were simply announcing God is coming. Mm. Get ready. Mm. We're announcing him. And then they were told not to make a sound after they got back to their house, because opposite sounds cancel. Hmm. You can't praise God and make a demand on heaven with the sound of praise and turn around and say, I don't think I can win.
Wow.
Because you just canceled.
Wow.
You just canceled your victory.
That's
it's sort of like writing a check.
Yes.
And tearing it up.
Wow. Wow.
And so when you begin to look at that, that changes everything.
Yes.
So, there's, you know, in Psalms, what is it, 8, it says, Thou art holy, thou that, in King James, thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. In the Amplified, it said, You are holy, you that inhabit the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered. See, to God, when a believer stands and makes a sound of victory, he's not making it into thin air. He's making it into heavenly places. That sound is designed to be in the frequency of heaven.
Mm.
Okay? When that sound is made on earth, that sound devastates darkness.
Oh.
It stops Satan in his tracks, because he cannot but bow his knee when the name of Jesus is mentioned.
That's right.
Okay? What happens when it's shouted?
Hmm. Definitely don't want to hear that.
It changes, you know, it changes this whole deal from... Praise was never intended to be something one church did and another didn't.
Gotcha.
It's really not a church force. It's a believer force.
Gotcha.
And when you praise according to God's word, you can expect your enemies to fall.
Mm. Mm.
And you know, the other thing is, when God created Adam, he gave him dominion. Dominion is a powerful word. He gave him dominion over the earth, right?
That's right.
So, when you make a loud sound, what does that do? It establishes, through the rule of dominion, it establishes the territory that you are now controlling.
Wow.
Not because you're so great or I'm so great, but because God is so great.
That's right.
And so, when you say, what is praise? I can't define it other than to call it a force field, that it's like a highway that God designed. It's like airplanes don't break the law of gravity. They operate in a higher law called the law of lift,
mm-hmm.
right? But the law of lift can't occur unless there's thrust. See, lift is created by thrust. It's not created by any other thing. So in the things of God, in the praise realm or law, praise operates in the law of lift. It lifts you above your storm. It lifts you above your battle. It lifts you. But it cannot produce the lift unless there is thrust initiated in God's direction. See, praise is always pointed to God.
Hmm.
It's never pointed to Satan. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's pointed to God. Because it is praise that ignites. It's praise that flips the switch, if you want to say it. in God's realm of doing business, we know you find a word that says, no weapon formed against me will prosper. You can take that verse and you can praise your way out of any weapon.
That's right.
I hope that makes sense.
Yes, yes, it does. What about the distinction, the difference that we try to make, the distinction between praise and worship? I think that's also something that growing up, we're always thinking up-tempo song that praises.
You're right.
You know, so Dr. Phil Driscoll always does worship songs because he plays slow. You know, how do you correct
I don't. Who am I to tell you? Okay, but I know this. If a holy place is established where the praises are offered, what's the difference between praise and worship?
Mm.
Praise is the sound of victory, and worship is the sound of submission.
Is that powerful? Did you get that? Praise is the sound of victory. Worship is the sound of submission. Wow, that is so strong. I love what he talked about, the lift. You know, I never thought of that before. I mean, really, we have gravity to deal with, but the lift is kind of like taking you up higher, like an airplane gets into the lift, okay, through the thrust, the power that it forces behind itself, and it lifts you up. And that's what praise does. Praise music lifts you up. It lifts you out of the battle, lifts you out of the worry, the doubt, you know, and you put yourself, you're praising the God of creation. You're praising Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, that's what produces lift, okay? As we thrust, as we sing with more heart, with more thrust in that sense, you know, we enter into the realm with Him and we praise together how God works in and through us. I mean, I every morning I walk out in the morning, I sing, you know, and it's praise God from whom all blessings flow. We've all heard it because it's in every church, okay? But God is there in the midst of it, you know, and I pray over my home and my family. And just at the beginning of that, because lots of other times that I'm praying too over the other things, the ministry and the business, the things that we're involved in. But God's in the business of lifting us up. Through praise and worship is submission to Him. Is that powerful again? All right. This is John Beaner. You're listening to Inspiration 316. We're going to have to take a break here pretty soon, but we're going to have a little piece of a part of a concert here that Phil Driscoll did in Europe in a church, a cathedral. And one of the songs that he sang is You Raise Me Up. We're going to have to take a break here. We're going to come back shortly with news, but listen to a part of this song. We'll come back to that later on.
I am down, and all my soul is so weary. When troubles come, and my heart burns deep, then I am still, and wait here in the silence.
We have a disabled vehicle, 95 South, that's at MLK 20th Street. Emergency vehicles, 295 to North Ramp to 103rd Street. Congestion, 10 West of McDuff. It's backed up to 95 there. 95 North from beyond Emerson to I-10 is slow going. So is 295 South from Butler to Gate Parkway. Not a bad forecast. Partly cloudy, 75 tonight, 88 tomorrow, 86 Wednesday, 87 on Thursday.
This is John Beaner. You're listening to Inspiration 316. Excited you've joined us here today. We've been featuring Phil Driscoll, praise and worship music that he's done for many years. Didn't start out that way. Had mom and dad, good Christian people that were starting churches, and they moved around as many communities. He came to Christ in the late 70s here in Jacksonville at Beaches Chapel Church. And anyway, excited to share. We were at a concert with him performing for Joanne Hickox and her ministry called Seniors on a Mission. Her husband, we've had on his on a show here today talking about ministries from the persecuted church and what happens in the Middle East and other parts of the world. And so Brian is not only a movie producer, but excellent speaker, inspiring person to have in any church, any event, or even in a business environment, a member of Wise Counsel. Joanne Hickox, his wife, started Seniors on a Mission years ago, and they take seniors that live at home, not live in seniors care, but live at home, and they go out and picks them. She's got a big bus she drives and picks them up and takes them to different places. Listen to a little outtake here with Joanne on First Coast 12. This is the television station honoring her with Who Cares? It's an award they give each year. So listen to some of this.
Right on schedule, a bus arrives carrying senior citizens ready to go to work and help those in need.
Second step, one more. You got it. Now you're off. Just slightly to the step. You got it.
The driver is Joanne Hickox. She learned to drive this large 26-passenger bus so she could pick up and transport seniors to their daily mission trips.
Can I get you to take both of these?
Thank you.
And this is just the start of her busy day.
Anybody can help sort for a while?
On this day, the seniors are mending and sorting clothes.
We sort it first, then it gets delivered to the machine sewers if it can be machine sewn. And if it can't be done there, they'll put a patch on it.
While the seniors are all working, Joanne races to the kitchen to start fixing lunch for everyone. She knows they have a lot to accomplish in a short time.
Our typical day is from 10 till 2. If we don't finish the job by 2, we often go to 2:30 or 3.
All the clothes are then brought here to the clothing warehouse, where three times a week they are given to families in need.
These seniors are the reason we're in business. Because if we couldn't take clothes that needed repairs, we wouldn't get enough clothes to give out to the folks that come to our door.
The seniors truly enjoy being able to do something for others.
Well, it's great to be able to mend them for somebody else to be able to wear them. And it also keeps us very busy.
Every senior is working hard and with great big smiles.
You have everyone busy in here. Everyone's working. Everyone has a particular job.
Yes, and the neat thing is everyone is working at their best ability.
This is just one of the many mission trips Joanne plans for seniors. They also check and stack books at a local elementary school, sort papers for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and organize school supplies for the Salvation Army.
I've done this for a decade. And I do it because I love senior citizens, and I want to see them be all that they can be.
The seniors are giving back and making the most of the years they have left, thanks to a volunteer who has devoted her life to helping them. And that's what makes Joanne Hickox one of 12 Who Care.
Amazing woman, Joanne Hickox. Again, she's got hundreds of volunteer senior citizens that are at home. And they want to get out together. They have fun together, spending time together. You're mending things, stuffing envelopes, licking envelopes, doing all kinds of work to help other kinds of ministries. They probably work for 25 different ministries in our city and community. They do it one to two times a month. And it's a great ministry, really, because it's really about God's work, being a servant and honoring His purpose. If you want to know more about Seniors on a Mission, check it out on the web, you know, seniorsonamission.org. And also Joanne Hickox is up there, H-I-C-K-O-X, Joanne Hickox. And you can find her even on YouTube. And even this clip and another clip is up there to talk more about what they do with Seniors on a Mission. Again, they brought Phil Driscoll to town and did a concert with him recently as part of a fundraiser, but it was fun to attend there, and was an exciting event and very heartening because, you know, as we talked about earlier, Phil Driscoll is a great praise and worship leader, even though in his early years he was in rock and roll, got caught up in drugs, and even spent a year in prison and had a lot of colorful experiences till he finally came to Christ, even though his mom and dad prayed for him. He had two nightclubs here in Jacksonville, really, in the early 70s. Let's get into some more of his music. Now, this is a song that he was written by Billy Preston. You Are So Beautiful is the name of the song, but Billy Preston is the author and the writer of this song, and he wasn't writing to a girlfriend or a woman. He was writing to God that he is so beautiful. And then Joe Cochran made it a big hit, and Phil traveled with Joe Cochran, performed with him a number of times, and here is Phil singing the song, You Are So Beautiful.
There's a whole lot of my life that I spent playing in the secular side of life. And one of my heroes was a guy by the name of Billy Preston. And I didn't really realize for a long time that a song that I did on the road with Joe Cocker for quite a while was a song that Billy Preston had written called You Are So Beautiful. And You Are So Beautiful was not written as a love song, you know, to your girlfriend or your boyfriend. It was written as a song of love to the Lord. And not too long ago, I was privileged to spend some time with Billy, and I went to his house, and he was sitting on at the piano with the Bible over here, writing songs to Jesus. Isn't it interesting how somebody that's had such an impact in our world could discover that Jesus was really the answer in his life? But I wanted to do that song, so when you hear it, I hope that it touches your heart because it touches mine. Here goes.
So beautiful to me. so beautiful. My Lord, you are so beautiful. You are so beautiful. I'll ever need all that I need. You are so beautiful. But I'm so glad you came into my life. You are so beautiful. But you are so beautiful. So wonderful, so marvelous to me.
Again, that's Bill Driscoll, You Are So Beautiful, written by Billy Preston. Joe Cocker is the guy that he performed with. I got corrected by Steve, my producer, which is good because they sang together and performed together for a number of years. And he also reminded me, or they said it, some of this music sounds like Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and he wrote music for Blood, Sweat, and Tears back in 1972. And it was CBS Records that purchased some of Driscoll's catalog and gave him a job writing music for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Jack Manella, who's here with me too, reminded me that Bill has written 486 songs. He's a trumpet player, a singer, a keyboard player, and he does other things. And he looks a little bit or acts a little bit like Ray Charles when he's moving, and or even Stevie Wonder. And so he's a delight to be around. We were at Seniors on a Mission concert and fundraiser last Friday night and at Christ Church. And so we're thankful for, again, Joanne Hickox and Brian Hickox for inviting us to be there to get reconnected with Phil and his music. I'd heard his music for years, but never met him personally. So that was a great honor and thrill to do that. So anyway, we're honoring God through praise and worship music. That's the theme of today's show through Phil Driscoll. And he had a great conversation earlier with the interview on the difference between praise and worship. He says, praise is the sound of victory. It goes before a battle. It goes in the midst of your battle. And then worship is sound of submission to God himself. the creator of all, and the Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let's go to another song here as part of his newer album here, Here I Am to Worship. This is a little more upbeat worship kind of song. Listen in. Okay, welcome back. This is John Beaner. You're listening to Inspiration 316. Thanks for joining us. We're honoring Phil Driscoll and Joanne Hickok, Seniors on a Mission. If you have family members, a mom, a dad that wants to get involved helping volunteer organizations, nonprofits, they're the person to talk to. Joanne Hickok at seniorsonamission.org. Again, Phil Driscoll, trumpet player, singer, songwriter, producer, keyboard player, a fantastic person, committed to Jesus Christ, praise and worship music is more what he's doing now, even though he started out in early years with rock and roll. and lots of stuff, blood, sweat, and tears, all the people, Joe Cocker, others that he was involved with, and great, probably the best trumpet player I've ever heard personally. And he goes far beyond the guys like Satchmo. When I was a kid, I remember hearing him. Anyway, thanks for joining us again. If you want to go to Phil Driscoll, DRISCOLL.com, you can get some of his music there. You can learn more about him, his histopedia. You can go to Wikipedia, find out more about him. Very colorful career, committed his life to Christ here in the late 70s. Let's go to Amazing Grace here with Phil Driscoll. Listen to the trumpet on this. This is amazing. Thanks for joining us again. We were saluting Phil Driscoll, praise and worship music today. Again, that was him singing Amazing Grace, playing the trumpet. He is a phenomenon. Again, a person that everyone should have the opportunity to meet, because he is a man of God. And I love I actually want you to go listen to, search on the internet, Misconceptions of Praise and Worship interview with Phil Driscoll. That's on YouTube somewhere. You'll find it. You can be even search it on just Google. Again, this is John Beaner. We've been trying to inspire you today again with more music. Again, the insights of the music of Phil Driscoll. The songs written, 486 songs, you know. Got off track as a young kid into rock and roll and drugs. Went to prison for a while, came to Christ, and his whole life has been changed ever since. And on to the praising music world of God. Thanks for joining us again. We'll see you again tomorrow. We'll have another show on Phil Driscoll later here in the week, but listen in. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Inspiration 316 Show with John Beaner. Join us each weekday at the same time. If you want to share your testimony, listen to past shows, or get a free book, visit us at our website, www.inspiration316.com.